It's not broken. I don't know. Okay. Our version of Shara Bechina, Jonathan Sasson, with tonight's version of Shara Bechina.
Good evening, everyone. This is going to be short and sweet, I hope. But anyone want to say tomorrow, really, that might not be so short and sweet, so anyway. As Rav mentioned last week, carbon is the basis for all life. Okay, and why is that? The carbon atom is a special atom. It has four bonds that it can make, and it's very good at making bonds to itself and to a bunch of other things which are very useful for life, nitrogen and oxygen and hydrogen. Okay, and because of that, without going into any more further details, that's why carbon atoms are so special, because they can make long chains with themselves. Okay, so just a very quick survey of the kind of things you can get. Okay, that's a simplest molecule, one of the simplest molecules that carbon can do. Here's two carbon atoms, and all these white balls are hydrogen atoms. That is ethane. Okay,
what is it?
Ethane. Maybe you've heard it, maybe you haven't. It's like it's in some like
ethanol.
Gases.
Ethanol.
Ethanol will be the same thing, but stick an oxygen in the middle there, between that and that. And that will be ethanol.
What's that? An atom?
You're looking at two carbon atoms. This is a stick diagram made with like Lego. Okay, or what a molecule looks like. Okay? It's two carbon atoms. This is the bond between them that holds them together. These white balls are hydrogen atoms. And these are the bonds that bond them together. Okay? Just a simple picture of what this molecule, one of the simplest molecules you can get from carbon. So what else can carbon do? Okay? So carbon can also do rings. Ignore the dotted line in the middle. This is the same idea. Here we've got six carbon atoms in a ring. And here a hydrogen atom stuck to the side. And here's what a carbon atom coming off this side. And here's some more hydrogen atoms. Okay, this guy's called toluene. Okay, which is toluene used for? It's used in used to be used a lot in fuel. I think it's quite poisonous. They don't use it anymore. Like used to run in the old days, running cars. Okay, and then we'll get to. Here's another example of. This is one of my favorites. Okay. Why is it my favorite? Okay, this is the molecular structure of caffeine. Okay, it's the same idea, but here I got some nitrogen stuck in the middle between my carbon atoms. Right, so we're getting a little more complex here. Okay, but you see carbon's pretty versatile. Nothing else can do things like this. Okay, and then we'll go to a little more complex. Now, you know, these stick models get a little bit cumbersome when you need to do something like this. Okay, but it's the same idea. Okay, this is getting the carbon. What have we got here? Right? Each junction here, where you see the lines meeting, is one carbon atom. Each corner there is one carbon atom. And here they've done the oxygens and the hydrogens. The oxygen's the O, the hydrogen's the H's. There's the sulfur, which is an S. But other things here too. Okay, see, carbon can just go crazy and be more and more and more complex. Okay, this guy here happens to be a toxin produced by plants. I forgot the name of it, but it's a long name. Okay? All right. So, carbon can also go three-dimensional. It's a bit hard to see the best picture I could find, but here's a round tube of carbon made out of those six-sided rings. Okay? And that's part of a long tube. Okay? And here's a bubble coming off the side. This is an artificial creation. This one doesn't exist in nature. And people are looking at these long tubes and bubbles and things for making all sorts of strong solids. Again, it's carbon. Nothing else can get close to carbon. If I was to show you the structures of metal atoms, metals, or practically anything else, it would look very boring after you get it past about six or seven atoms, because it'll all be the same. Okay? Here with carbon, I can get all sorts of fancy pictures and get more and more complex. Okay? Now, I still will come back to spiders.
Wait. I think there's a point here that has to be made with the learning Shara Bechina, not science place. And that is that there's a lot of carbon in the world.
We're going to get to that tomorrow.
Well, I think it's important to say now.
Okay.
That's the point of what you're doing.
Not yet.
So then I'll say the point is that we're living in a
right there, look.
Yeah.
The point is that carbon is probably the most versatile atom or molecule, whatever it is, element. And this world is full of, has carbon. Other worlds don't have so much carbon, and therefore life exists as it does, and that's what a Sharabahina, that you see almost as if this is the perfect world for life because of all the carbon that's in the world.
Okay. Well, we're broaching on that subject in a little more depth tomorrow, but it's a good plug. Okay. And anyway, so here are two molecules, the same stick molecules. Okay, these are amino acids. Okay, and amino acids are the basis for all life. Okay, when you string these together, then you get proteins. Okay, now this is alanine, which is just summarized in when you have amino acid sequences as a letter A, and this is glycine, which is summarized by the letter G. Okay, so here, okay, is the sequence of amino acids for spiders, the main protein in spider silk. Right, so there's an A there, and there are some G's here. Okay, we're getting pretty big here. All right, so we get the idea of how versatile carbon is. Okay, and that's just one of tens of thousands of proteins which Hashem has made in order to make us. Now, let's not get into all the other complex molecules. Right, so you see what carbon can do. So let me ask the question, how many carbon-based molecules are there possible? Okay, get the rough idea here, right? So, well, you can buy from this fine company here called Aldrich. Okay, just look it up and buy them. Every single page has about 20 or 30. Okay, sometimes with pictures, sometimes see the same pictures that I have, you can see from that so far away. Okay, 17,000 in here. Okay, you can look up at the Chemical Abstract Service, okay, where they have a list of all the compounds which have ever been registered by them, okay, which is rather a lot. 49 million. Okay, it's about, I think about 200 of these. Okay, sounds like a lot, right? Okay, so when you actually try and work out how many are possible, you can just keep stringing together, you've got the rings and the circles and the lines, and it's just unbelievable, right? Try and work out how many are possible. Okay, so here's a rough guess. It's not my guess, you can find this internet, okay? A one with 80 zeros after. Okay, now that's a kind of a hard number to get hold of, right? So I'm just going to give you a way to grasp it now after you remember this the first year.
Okay, how many stars there are in the Milky
about
Way?
How big the universe is, okay? So, remember we had like 100 billion stars in the galaxy, we had 100 billion galaxies in the universe, okay? So let's just take all of that, okay? The whole lot, plus everything else which Hashem made that we know about, okay, all the dark matter and all the planets and the asteroids and hydrogen gas clouds and black holes and the whole business, okay? And we're going to convert it into carbon, okay? And now we're going to play Hashem, okay? We're going to start to make each molecule, one of each molecule from the whole universe, okay? Guess what? We ran out of carbon before we finished. There isn't enough carbon in the whole universe. If the whole universe was carbon, to make one of every single molecule which you could possibly make. Okay? Right. The observable universe. So, we don't have big universes. Okay. So, I hope that gives you an idea of how many molecules are there and how versatile it is. And what I personally like to add to that is that once again, Hashem has beaten us at our own game, okay? And really shown the koch of his own koch, right? We had it with the whole universe, right? We eventually, science gets to, you can't go beyond here. And science agrees. And the same thing will come with carbon, okay? Right here inside my body. Who knows which new molecule is going to be created, which no ever existed before, okay? That's what we're made of, carbon. You see the complexity we're dealing with. right? And Hashem has beaten us our own game. We will never ever know for sure about all the properties of carbon-based molecules. Okay.
So,